I'm Craig Kenneth, a relationship coach and a psychotherapist. Every relationship is different and every breakup is different. Work with me and you'll get professional help on your situation. And if you're in no contact, focused on personal growth, my workbook series, The Knowledge, will help you make changes like you've never made before. Available now at AskCraig.net. Hi there, I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
And I'm Coach Victoria.
Today we're going to be talking about, are they falling out of love with me? So this is a big topic and many of you are experiencing it or wondering if your partner is falling out of love with you. Maybe you're going through a breakup and they're telling you their feelings have changed, or maybe they're starting to do things that they're kind of acting distant with you. And it can be really alarming when this happens, and obviously will set off that separation anxiety and make you just hyper vigilant with everything they do. At this point, you're going to be looking at everything they do to see if they're falling out of love with you.
Yeah.
So I think it's normal. We got a good, thorough video for you today that I think you're going to like. So make sure you stick around to watch, because there's a lot of different topics or points to this one.
Mm-hmm. So we figured we would cover this topic just because falling out of love is kind of an abstract concept.
Yeah.
And it can mean different things for different people. And also it can look the same as somebody just needing space or somebody distancing themselves or losing attraction rather than falling out of love. And so we thought we would explore it in this video.
Sure. Yeah, you know, falling in love. What is falling in love? When you think about it, that's hard to define.
Yeah.
You're overwhelmed with a bunch of emotions and feelings towards somebody, and you fall in love with them, and you have this intense connection. You have all these chemicals released in your brain, and you feel like amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You feel alive, and it feels amazing. And so what does falling out of love mean? I guess not having that intense connection or feelings with that person, the attraction isn't as strong. And it doesn't have to be a physical attraction. Mm-hmm. It could be an emotional attraction.
Right.
That it's just not feeling the way that it did before.
Mm-hmm. And on that same vein of attraction, the presence of unattractive behaviors can kill that feeling of love and connectedness that you have to a person. So these behaviors can be things like substance abuse. They can be abusive behaviors, whether that's verbal abuse, physical abuse. It could also be not making time for the relationship or neglecting your partner, which they might tolerate for a while, but after a while it gets old and it becomes unattractive when you're not there for them and present, even on that emotional level, especially on that emotional level.
Mm-hmm.
Also, flirting with others or cheating, continually doing behaviors that they're uncomfortable with, that they've already expressed to you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, not keeping up with joint duties, taking care of the house, for example, or if you have a shared business, not keeping up their end of the deal. Also, not caring for the kids, not going to work, or depression, mental health. And those are some things that maybe you might have less control over with things that happen in life,
mm-hmm.
but nonetheless, they can affect the connectedness of the relationship.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of different behaviors can turn someone off that you are unaware of and never learn that you shouldn't be doing these things. This is why we tell you, you got to do the work,
mm-hmm.
because you have to learn how to be healthy and maintain a connection. Because, you know, you hear these, oh, do this trick, send this text, send this thing to get your ex back. That's not going to work, because that's not going to bring somebody back and make them want to mm-hmm. have a connection and an emotional bond with you if you're neglecting them, or, you know, you're doing things that are negating them, making them feel like they're not cared about. So you got to be really aware of all the behaviors she just said. You can't do these things because, yes, the person will eventually lose more and more attraction for you and fall out of love with you.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some signs that somebody is falling out of love with you? Okay. There are signs that you could look at, like loss of attraction, right? Are they maybe not as physically intimate with you,
mm-hmm.
That they want to be close with you, or touch you or hold you or laugh with you or enjoy the activities that you used to enjoy together. That's a big thing, you know. Are they investing their time with you and their energy with you, their finances into the relationship, going on trips, buying you little gifts, going out on fun dates? All of those are signs that maybe they're less interested in the relationship. Mm-hmm. Maybe you see them spending more time with other people, or they don't talk about like plans with you, future mm-hmm. plans with you, where they talked about moving in before. Maybe now they're not bringing it up. Mm-hmm. Different things that are showing that they're not so concerned with the future like they were when they were talking about it.
Another thing that you can notice is that they stop saying, "I love you." They might stop saying those words of love and affection that they normally say to you, and you might slowly see those decrease. And another thing that was mentioned before was also sexual intimacy. That can definitely be affected. Mm-hmm. And it also has a reciprocal relationship with your connection to that partner, because the less sexual intimacy you have, then the less connectedness you feel, and vice versa.
Yeah.
And so that's another thing to consider. They might also be acting as if they're hiding something, or they aren't as honest with you.
That's a big one.
This is a huge one.
Yeah, I honestly think when people are acting like they're hiding something, mm-hmm. that's a big sign that something might be going on.
Exactly. And this is because when you fall out of love with somebody, there are some people who need somebody to fill that void. And so they might go to somebody else as soon as they're emotionally detached, even though they haven't told you that the commitment has officially ended, which is why it's unethical to do so.
I just had a girl that I did a call with mm-hmm. yesterday that she thought the relationship was going really well. She'd been mm-hmm. with this guy for a year and a half, and one of her friends finds the guy on a dating app.
Wow.
Completely shocked. I mean, yeah. She was like absolutely shocked and had no idea. And then he goes on to some story about how he's thinking about maybe going to another state mm. to further his career. And but it just sounded like some BS.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it is very hurtful for both parties. One party is feeling neglected and having to go somewhere else. And then the other partner, not having to go somewhere else, choosing to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And the other partner is left with the consequences of that, feeling betrayed. And so, yeah, it's much better to be transparent, as difficult as that is. They could also be sharing the problems with their relationship with somebody else.
That's a big one.
This is more of what people call emotional cheating, mm-hmm. where you begin to confide in a third party who might have intentions, romantic intentions with your partner.
Yep.
And that just complicates things tenfold.
Absolutely. It makes it a lot easier for them to leave a relationship when they feel like they've got somebody lined up that's going to soften the blow, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of people will do that. It's not healthy, obviously,
right.
And it's immature in a lot of ways, but oftentimes people are unhealthy and immature, mm-hmm. as we've learned,
yep.
right? Okay, so another thing you may hear is growing apart, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Growing apart, how does this happen? Well, you know, if somebody maybe doesn't count on you or becomes more independent, then they kind of start to go off and do their own thing. I'm going to go do this thing. I'm going to go off and take this career or get this job in another state without even talking to you about it. Mm-hmm. I've decided I'm going to do this. And they're kind of not like, you know, that's like a further along sign of growing apart, that they're ready to pick up a move like that. But it is something you'll see. But becoming more independent and not planning on doing these things together, that they kind of lean off towards being by themselves, figuring out things by themselves. I want to go see my family by myself. Mm-hmm. I want to go spend time with my friends without you. You're not invited. That's a sign that they're growing apart from you. And, you know, it can be really challenging to see it happening and you don't know what to do.
Exactly. And also, they might deal with the problems of the relationship by themselves. What I mean is that they can internalize the problem, thinking that it's their fault or making it all your fault without discussing it. So let's say they're feeling like you're not holding up your end of the deal as far as chores. Instead of talking to you about it, instead of saying, "Hey, I'm noticing that the dishes are piling up, I would really appreciate some help," they don't say anything and they build resentment about it.
Oh, yeah.
And decide to deal with it on their own or feel like it's an issue that doesn't merit being talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And so Gottman talks about leaning towards each other or leaning apart from each other during times of conflict. So this is a good example of that, of when there is an issue, leaning towards each other, connecting and seeing if you can solve that together rather than thinking that it's your own problem to bear or your own cross to bear.
Yeah, that's another good point. You know, one thing that I want to point out is that just because your partner does want some space from you, it doesn't mean that they necessarily don't want to be with you or are falling out of love with you or their feelings are changing for you, particularly avoidance.
Yep.
People with an avoidant attachment style really enjoy their alone time and space. Even secure people like to be alone and enjoy their alone time and space. But if you're anxious, you can be really hypervigilant to any sign that somebody's going to abandon you. Mm-hmm. And something small, like I've given the example of with my own parents, my dad would want to go play basketball or softball, mm-hmm. and my mom would get so upset, she would lock herself in the bathroom and cry. I was maybe a year old, so I don't really know the accuracy or validity of that story, but I'm sure there was some truth to it at least. But, you know, that doesn't mean my dad didn't want to be with my mom, but when she's having meltdowns and losing emotional self-control, of course he's going to get turned off by that and feel like, oh, I can't even just go play sports with my friends for a couple hours. Like, I can't live like this.
Yeah, exactly. And it is a thing to consider that too much affection and too much closeness in the beginning can turn somebody off with an avoidant attachment style.
Yeah.
So you might think, oh my gosh, are they falling out of love? Are they not wanting to commit to this relationship, when really their emotional battery has just been drained in 6 months versus yours lasts 5 years or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
So
I'm just like picturing Pepe Le Pew. You know how like he comes on so strong and he's smothering.
Yeah, yeah. But it can be that. And so that could just mean that that person needs more space, more time to recharge, maybe has to go through their own issues and go to therapy and process those things. I think most of us do.
Yep.
And so it might not be as alarming as a person wanting to leave the relationship just because they want space.
Yep. There's going to be issues in any relationship, and a lot of times it will lead to fighting, arguments, conflict. The better handle you have of emotional self-control and your anxiety, the more likely you're going to be to have a healthy relationship. But you got to understand that every relationship is going to have two issues with two people, because you have different sets of values, ideas, thoughts, feelings, beliefs. And so sometimes one values set of values can impact the other in a way that this one hurts, or vice versa. And so you have to understand that the way you attach and bond is differently than the other person. The anxious person, the avoidant person, is going to have different feelings towards the same event. And sometimes one's feelings are positive, one is negative. I want to go out and play softball. Great, I'm going to have a good time. I can't believe you're going to leave me again. Mm-hmm. You played softball 2 times this week. I can't take this anymore.
Right.
So those things are going to happen. And, you know, if it becomes too much or too happens too frequent and there's not enough positive interactions, it could lead to people falling out of love. And not necessarily, but you got to be aware of these things so it doesn't lead to your partner doing that.
Right, right. And it's kind of ironic, but to think learning the ways that your partner needs space is actually increasing your closeness, is actually increasing your understanding of them. And the same is true vice versa. Understanding your partner's need for closeness, even if it's uncomfortable for you sometimes, is intimacy, is becoming closer, is strengthening your relationship. I also wanted to say that not every moment in a relationship is going to be loving and passionate and exciting.
Yeah.
You can ask anybody who's been in a relationship for more than a year or
more than 3 seconds.
Exactly. Exactly. And so there will be times where there will be conflict, or maybe you don't agree, or maybe it's just a normal Tuesday. Maybe you're just both at work and nothing exciting and passionate and connecting is happening. And that's okay too. And so moving toward accepting that not all moments are going to be your best moments can be really freeing for you, especially if you're more on the anxious side. And also remembering that conflict can mean increased connectedness if you're able to move through those and learn how to have conflict.
If you get upset and overwhelmed with where things are going, you can comfort yourself by reminding yourself that there was a point that they were initially really attracted to you. So there is something there, some kind of meaningful connection with that person. And what you want to do is take a step back and think about what can you do to get to that place again. And pushing them is not always the answer, right? Trying to force somebody to talk about that stuff is not always the way to go. In fact, I did a coaching with a guy yesterday who'd done a lot of work. He had done the workbooks and learned a lot, made a lot of progress. But one of the things that he was missing out on was recognizing that he was still being too pushy with his avoidant partner, that he kept trying to repair, and it was overwhelming the avoidant girlfriend, that he needed to give her space to process that. And so if you allow space, it often gives the opportunity for attraction to spark up again.
Mm-hmm. And that follows my next point perfectly, saying that you can also check in with your partner. If you're getting that gut feeling that they are being disconnected, first give yourself a moment to connect with that. What are you sensing? What are you worried will happen? And remind yourself that you are going to be okay no matter what happens. And then after that, check in, talk with your partner, see what's going on, and also be prepared for whatever answer that you might receive. They might respond with, yeah, I have been having some doubts. You know what? I have been feeling a little bit disconnected. Mm-hmm. And remember that that's okay and that's normal in relationships.
Yeah.
Give them that space.
Don't freak out.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't freak out.
Don't try to force that connectedness, like that repair.
We
got to
talk about it.
That often causes the opposite to happen. But rather, listen. Listen and give them that space if possible.
Absolutely.
And once again, yeah, give yourself that moment to step back and reconsider things. Think about, you know, how you have been impacting the relationship too. And how also you don't have control over everything that your partner feels and experiences.
Absolutely. Feelings change. You gotta remember, feelings change. Whether you're with somebody for 2 years or 20 years, their feelings are gonna change. And that's okay. You just wanna show strength in those moments that you're not desperate, that you're not forcing, that you're not eager. Because it will likely overwhelm the other person and push them away. I know it's hard to hear that, especially for the anxious people. Mm-hmm. But the better you are able to recognize it and do something about it in real time, the more likely you're going to repair your relationship. And this is why you've got to do the work. We say do the work, and many of you do some work, but you don't do enough to truly change and implement skills, strategies, ideas in your relationship when you're in that moment with your partner. And you've got to get to that level of improvement in order to see the real growth. This is why we have the workbooks and the creative healing course. It's all about helping you learn to implement the skills, thinking about situations so you can be in the moment with your partner, recognize, oh, they're distant. Something's bothering them. Oh, they're telling me they want space. And leave it alone. Calm yourself down. Get to a place where you know, all right, if I try and force this, it's going to make it worse. I've got to give them some time to process their own things and not just overwhelm them like they're your mommy or daddy and they have to take care of you.
Exactly. It's a process, but it takes time and you can do it.
And it feels good. The personal growth feels good. You will feel better about it. I promise you. Margaret and I were just talking about this. It feels good to do the work, okay? So stay motivated regardless of where your ex's interest level is at the current moment and see how things go. Of course, if you want to get our help personally, you can go to my website, askcraig.net. Sign up for the coaching option that works best for you. I do email coaching and I do Skype. Margaret, of course, is available for Skype coaching, and very soon, Coach Victoria will be coaching as well.
I'm looking forward to it.
But that's it for this video. I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Victoria.
And we will talk with you soon. To get my help personally, go to askcraig.net and click on Schedule Coaching and choose the option that works best for you. I do email coaching or Skype. To schedule a coaching with Margaret, click on Margaret on the top of the page and order a Skype with her. For the Knowledge Creative Healing course, click on the link at the top of the page and click Get Started Now.